Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself. Hey guys, Hayley Quinn here. Welcome back to another episode of Attraction HQ, the space where I go a little bit rebellious and give you a very female empowered perspective on love, but one that I think helps you out. So if you want to understand, connect, and maybe do some sexy stuff with her better, you're in the right space. This is woman approved dating advice. Joining me today is the coach, Rosie Allen.
So thanks for having me.
We have female speakers today, so more female perspective. So I wanted to kickstart this really by like running through, I don't know if when you're going to hear this podcast exactly, but I'm broadcasting from London, and it's been, we finally got a heat wave. Like, it's actually hot and sunny. We are sweating.
Melting. It's disgusting. I'm just fanning myself with my skirt.
We're getting slowly stuck to the sofa.
Yes.
But apart from that, when we're not sticky, I am finding that, you know what it's like? Any freaking place, you put some sunshine on it, everyone looks better.
And everyone's out.
Everyone's out and about, and honestly, I've got chatted up more this week than I have done in a long time.
I was saying this to my friend, who's a man, so kudos to him for this show. He was saying this too. I was like, you know what? I don't know what it is, because some of the stuff I wear isn't that different than other times, but I do get more comments. I do get more looks. And he was saying that he finds summertime very hard for him in this time, because he's like, he has to try and look. Try and think where to look all the time and try and be careful where he's looking to be respectful all the time. And it's funny to think, he's like, it takes up a lot of mental energy. There's more skin on the show.
It is. So there's more skin. Sun is out. Everyone's out and about. People are in a good mood. And so guess what? Flirtation is occurring. And what I wanted to talk, and you guys know I'm a fan of a bit of flirtation. You know, I do like it just in a respectful way, you know? And there's a way you can do this that's like, ethical, respectful, sexy, awesome, all completely okay and compatible. So I'm going to run through some good ones and some bad ones that we've had. So one of them, this is really, okay, this is a bit mind-bending. I was actually out with two female clients about a week ago, because as I harp on about, women are so like, I want to meet a guy so much. They're so not getting approached generally in a place like London, where our culture doesn't really support that they are actually up for learning the skills to, I call it going renegade, which is where we go out on field studies and I teach them to approach men in a variety of ways. Some subtle.
That's amazing. That's
some less
awesome.
Subtle. Yeah, come along, Rosie, to the next one. I was really kind of in work zone when I'm coaching. And I turned around at the bar and I just turned around and I made eye contact with the guy and I said, hi, as an automatic sort of response. He said, hi. And he was like, oh, I thought you looked really nice. We had a short exchange about good stuff that was going on in Shoreditch. And I kind of hurriedly gave him my business card, right? Because I was like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm working.
Yeah.
Then I got an email from him, which, to be honest, don't shoot me guys, I ignored, because I didn't feel that we'd really had much connection, because I met him while we were working, so I didn't think anything more of it. Yesterday, walking down the high street, guess who? He reapproaches me.
Oh, well, good for him for trying.
Yeah.
Again.
No. Okay. Nice. So this is where the turnaround starts to happen because I was relaxed.
Yeah.
I was with my friend. I wasn't in a rush. I wasn't with clients. He stops and stops me at the traffic light and says, hey. And he's like, do you remember me? And I looked at him. He was big smile, really warm, really friendly. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, to be honest, I was like, he's like, I shot you an email and they'll ask your card. But, and at that point, and I was like, oh my God, he's gone like balls to the walls here. He's approached me once. I haven't responded to his email. And he's not in a mean way, but he's reapproached. He's not giving me any bad vibes. So open, so friendly. And I literally said, I was like, would you like to take my number? I was like, it's so, yeah. And I was genuinely really, so that was two thumbs up, really wooed by that. Like,
whereas,
that.
To be fair, like if you had said no and he hadn't respected that, that'd be totally different. Mm. And I think, you know, two tries, cool. But anything more than that, it gets very disrespectful,
yeah.
Right? Because well, it's also listen to what the woman wants, and if she's not interested, she's not interested. And
right.
That borders on unacceptable behaviour.
True. And I think it's just sort of how he approached it. He approached it, and this is a good mindset for you guys to have as well. Change your intention. If you're like, if your original intention is, I really want to get her number, I really want to go on a date with her, I really want to have sex with her, whatever it is, you're going to put so much pressure on yourself and the whole interaction, it's just going to get messed up. If you think, like, I think his mindset was probably, or how it came across to me anyway and how I interpreted it, was that he was just like, you know what, we live in the same neighborhood, I've seen her again. He was friendly first, friendly, communicative, warm, open.
I think the friendliness always gets me as well. I find that so attractive when someone's friendly because there's no pressure on you.
Right.
There's not a pressure on you.
So it was almost like, hey, how's it going? Yeah. I've seen you again. Not like there was no hostility or anything like that. And I often find men are taught around dating and love that they have to be...
treat them mean, keep them keen.
Or be
stuff.
Challenging or be, you know, teasing and sexy. And there's a time and a place for that. But, like, she ain't going to want to know any about that unless you've got some trust first.
Yes.
So friendliness first is actually okay. As long as your intention is clear, which, you know, if you walk up to a woman in the street, your intention is clear, you know?
And he has sent you an email, which I'm assuming was really clear as well, right?
Yeah. But all again in a nice way. So that gets my thumbs up. Thumbs up to that.
Like that.
Okay, second thing. This earlier
thumbs down, I'm assuming.
This one is, it's got one thumb up, one thumb down for me.
Okay, go on then.
Okay, but I was like, he was a young guy, so he was a university student. There I am, like Mr. Robinson of freaking Hoxton. He didn't know who he was messing with. But there was, I'm going to forgive him for maybe overstepping the mark because I was a lot more mature than him. I didn't feel threatened.
Okay.
So I was running around the park, you know, doing my exercises. And, you know, get this, I was jogging and I had headphones in, so...
That's pretty ballsy.
Again, I really
respect the ballsiness.
Me too. Me too. Me too. I think, but there's a vulnerability, I think, when a guy does something that's kind of courageous. Mm. And you know that actually that took a lot for him to put himself that much on the line. And I think rather than, you know, it can be really tempting to just think, oh, I'll add her on Facebook or I met her at this meetup, I'll send her a message at some later date. And that's what can end up seeming a bit sort of cringy and uncomfortable when the intention is hidden in amongst a bunch of other stuff. Like if you go to balls to the walls, it sometimes can do an awful lot. So anyway, I was jogging along. He stopped me and, you know, not a technically perfect stop. He tapped me on the back of my shoulder. And obviously anyone taps you on the back of your shoulder,
you're
like
in protective mode. Like,
yeah, I screamed. I went, woo! But then he was like, whoa, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. So I was like, immediately he was responsive to me. And he's like, would you mind if I jogged along with you for a bit?
Aww.
And I was like, sure. You know, because I'm looking at him like I'm thinking like I'm a decade older than you probably. And it's like, but I was like, I know where this is going, but... Or, you know, hell, what the hey? It's a sunny day. Like, I'm in a good mood.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll see where this goes. So we're jogging along. And honestly, I was driving a lot of the conversation. Like, so do you live around here? Blah, blah, blah. And I think that's probably because he didn't expect it to go that well and that far.
Aww.
So, yeah, see where I thought, okay, but here's where it gets interesting. It's the goodbye. So I was like, right, this is where I'm going to go. This is where I'm going to my home. He's like, can I walk you to your door? I was like, no.
I don't know you at all. How unsafe would that be? So that sounds like a lovely thing to do, which we learned, right?
Right, sounds lovely. Sounds lovely in practice. You know what? Especially as like, I think it's a bit of, there needs to be some pacing. So, but then he's like, okay. He's like, can I have your number? I was like, you can add me on Facebook. I was like, that's it. I was like, that's it. And then he's like, can I at least have a hug? And I didn't mind the hug thing. I was like, you know what? Because he was playful.
He's
playful, smart, being playful. And he was negotiating with me, but in a way that he was allowing me to be firm.
Yes.
And was responding.
And he was responding to
what I was saying. So he wasn't ignoring. He was taking on board what I was saying and providing a counter offer, which I think is okay. So I gave him a hug and then I walk off and then Tim jogs up behind me again and then he stops me again and he's like, can I have another hug? I was like, look, mate.
Oh, that's pushing it.
I was like, you're pushing your luck. But again, because he was, I guess because he was young, I was like, I'm going to forgive you for pushing your luck on this one. And he was like, oh, he's like, you're just, and then he made some comment about my butt, but not in a, it wasn't a nasty butt comment. I felt kind of okay with it. I was like, look, you're going to go over there. I'm going to go to the pharmacy. And we're all good, okay? Yeah. I was like, but I appreciate your candor. And what I think he was borderline too pushy, but I'm like, because I was, again, older, I'm quite confident, I didn't really mind. But what I liked, I thought the vulnerability was good. I thought what he did was pretty ballsy. He was definitely listening to me and responding to me. And you know what? I do have a respect for a man that will chance his arm. Mm. And also, I think sometimes how I like to view it, especially for you guys that are listening, you might be like worried about, you know, you're on a date, you're worried about like trying to kiss her because you understandably there's the fear around the rejection or the awkwardness that could potentially create. If you can see the go try and kiss her, but not like needing to get the kiss, and instead make it about showing her the fact that you are attracted to her, you want to be a man in her life, that you've got a sexual interest or romantic interest that's not just platonic, that can be a very good way to signal that. And if she just says no, or she withdraws, or she says not yet, or she's not ready, you just got to say, okay, I'll control myself, but you are looking really pretty today, or something, you know, roll off of it, or say, you know.
I know there's nothing more attractive than a guy that can't handle that. Like, that's really unattractive if a guy gets the hump or gets a bit arsy. Like, that is a huge red flag for any woman. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, any guy that, this is so true. If because in the process, the courtship process, there's going to be points where you're going to want to move at different paces and to create, and sometimes it's the other way around. Sometimes it's the woman that wants to move things more quickly, but you got to find a rhythm between you, and that involves communicating how you both want things to progress. And then if the other person is at a no, sometimes or quite often it means that actually instead of it being like, no, I never want to see you ever again, or like that, you're repulsive to me, often it means like, look, I just met you, I'm not sure yet. I need more time to think about this and set this at a pace that I'm comfortable with. If you can respond to that in a way that is and Moch understands that that's her right to say that and that's cool and she's allowed to go ahead and communicate that to you, and if you cannot take that as a rejection and again be playful and warm and kind towards her, that makes you just like so much more attractive anyway. And if she didn't want to kiss you the first time around, she'll probably want to kiss you more after that, because your behavior's been so good. Like, there was this other,
It's all about the kind of, again, like you said, like communication and honesty. Because if you get all dodgy and shitty and whatever, that is not attractive. That's not going to make her want to kiss you more. And if she does, it's out of fear. It's from the wrong place. Mm-hmm. She's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. She's upset. She's letting you down. Whereas if you make sure she is comfortable, then, I mean, yeah, that's amazing. It's funny because I think it's all about respect and being completely authentic and true to each other and yourselves as you communicate through this interesting experience. Because there's two of you, so it's going to be interesting, right? And you've got to be honest and open with each other about it. But, yeah, I think it's all come down to respect. I actually had an experience about 6 months ago, and I was out with some friends, and there was a
Hi, This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.
Guy that was a friend of friend and whatever, and he kept asking me out on a date. But kept. Must have been at least 50 times.
50?
Not even joking.
That's a lot of persistence.
And he thought almost that that was romantic and sweet. And in the end, I just had to say, look, it's never, ever going to happen. And even if it was, which it isn't, quite clearly, it can't happen now because I know that you do not respect my wishes. You're not respecting or listening to me. And that ended. He just didn't know what to say to that. You know, it was like, wow.
Because oh my God, he respect wasn't listening is sexy, to me. Man. Like, honestly, like, I've had incidences where, you know, like, I've had, you know, former partners and I'm like turning up to stuff and I'm like, please can you just not come, and they've turned up anyway and I'm like, oh, that's exactly why we're not together anymore, because it's just like they haven't any decent dude would be like, you know what, I'm just gonna give her some space, right? That's legit, completely fine. And the guys that actually listen to you when you make a request, like, I need a bit of space, or I need a bit of time, yeah, or I need a bit of this. As long as you know the woman is in herself, also really important for women to be authentic and not just fob guys off.
Absolutely.
They should not be saying, I need more space, which means I never actually want to see you again, but I just can't articulate that.
Or the opposite, if they say, I want more space, they actually think, oh, why is he not calling me? Why is he not calling me?
Right.
That's stupid. We need to be totally transparent with each other.
Exactly. So don't worry, guys. We're on the case with women as well. Because wouldn't it be a beautiful thing if someone says, look, I need a few days to just process this, or, you know, actually, if we're in public, I prefer not to, like, French kiss. Because that's just, I feel I'm more of a private person. And that was transparently, truly what they actually meant. And the other person could go like, you know what, I'm okay that I can find that agreeable and we can go along in this value system. Oh, it would just be lovely, wouldn't it?
I mean, instead, we get in such a mess. If people actually were honest to each other.
I know.
And actually said what they meant to each other.
I know.
It's mental.
I know. So I mean, it's like,
that's why sometimes I think, like, I'd be the best girlfriend, like one of the best people, because I'm so honest and just like with it. And I'm like, this makes so much sense. Why are people not doing this more?
Right. So I'm not here to also, like, you know, I'm not here to criticize guys. Like, I think there's a huge issue that we have culturally with people just not being like, either not able to even discern, they don't know what they want to begin with.
But then they can talk about that and say that very honestly.
Uh-huh, yeah, exactly. But then they communicate from, like, these woolly, wishy-washy, mixed message. No. Like, let's just be up. So there's an upfrontness. I think upfrontness is awesome. I always actually find, and I think upfrontness is really sexy. So I'd say about those couple of approaches I experienced is, I felt degrees of attraction towards both guys just because I was thinking major points here for, like, courage, honesty, vulnerability. They were only like, I hate the phrase being themselves, but you know what I mean? They were like, there was no layers or deception that was in there. So it was really actually very refreshing. And I think women will respond to that. And I have to share one other thing as well as a little example of how you, I know that you might know that's a good thing to do, but it seems like daunting and scary. I was actually out with one of my male clients a few days ago, and he approached a woman, and she was like awesome. Like, she ran her own business. She was really friendly, really communicative, really smart, beautiful.
Awesome.
She had like the everything.
Wow.
So she was just like, also for, he literally, for the woman he would have liked to have met, like what he was looking for.
She was like everything.
Totally wow. Massive good match. And you know, he's looking for, not that there is a one, but you know, a serious relationship, yes, with someone. And he sent her a message on Facebook, and she responded to that really playfully, saying, "Are you asking me out?" with a wink. So this is good, right? She's being really playful. This, yeah, is a very good sign. And he said, "Ha ha, maybe not. I thought we could just get a coffee." And it was because shit. And he really liked her, but it was because obviously men have been conditioned to feel really ashamed of being open about their intentions.
Wow.
So he tried to hide the intention in humor.
Which completely would have ruined that.
Yeah,
surely.
Killed the attraction. So you get it, right? You I saw your face change then.
Yeah,
you were like,
I hadn't heard that story, folks.
But totally. You see it, and it's...
Because that would put me off someone.
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's awkward.
Right, he wasn't comfortable in his intention. But then it's like, wow, you can feel like... But then
but
I feel...
he could have apologised and then brought that back. And I think that would have worked for me.
Yeah, you could say you know, okay, you got
up.
Me. Yeah, or yeah. I messed up. Yeah, and hold your hands up to it. That's good. But this is a key, and it's not, the thing is, guys, it's not your fault. I get it. Like,
your
if I, yeah,
well,
the messages that men get about, it's like, basically, there's like one way to be a man or masculine, which is like, you know, aggressive and harassing and of course creepy.
Macho and bravado.
And
it's
like,
not having emotion. It's the emotions, anger's okay, but like, but not other emotions. And
very
it's
true.
Like being strong and like, well, I don't cry. And I've heard guys say, I don't apologize. Well, get away from me then. What, you know, what are you doing? Don't
yeah.
speak to me.
If you would like to go out with a woman who's not like an emotional shell of a person, then you need to not go into that. That, and I know you guys don't want, a lot of you will be like, I don't want to be that dude who's like a prick, so I'd rather just be like, be me. But then it goes too far in the other direction where that, because like all praise, I'd rather you be in this direction, so respectful, so like conscientious. And like, that's why like, I have so much respect for my like male subscribers and the guys I work with. I'm like, hallelujah to men like you.
Yeah.
Thank God. Like,
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
You're the kind of guy that women want and need to meet. So
yeah.
My whole thing is, it's like, how can we bring this product to market? Because women need to know that there's this form of masculinity is available to them.
Absolutely. Where you can really be honest, authentic, open. And I quite like the whole asking. Like, I'm happy with a guy who wants to ask for a kiss or
right.
like whatever. Like, asking, like, that's cool.
You can say it in a sexy way.
And like, I mean, obviously one of the worst things when it comes to sex is, we see it so much now, it's over social media a lot, with different rape cases that are happening all the time. Like, ask. If you want to have sex with her and you're getting to that point, you're getting hot and steamy, actually ask. Like, it's insane how we just think that's the wrong thing to do. It doesn't kill the mood, it's really sexy, it's awesome, but you're actually giving so much respect to that human being because you are physically entering her body. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, no.
I went there. But that, like, if that doesn't feel like an invasion, then what the hell will? Like, that is huge for a woman to be vulnerable. You're physically entering her body. That is big. And so I really think it's important to ask things like that too. And that is total respect and amazing, awesome respect for each other.
I love that. And also, you know what? By the way, guys, with the kiss as well, and I'll have to think about what I would say for the sex thing, see, therefore, even I'm feeling awkward with the kiss. If you say it, and I've had a guy that said to me, I thought this was good, really calm, really slow, because you say something slowly and calmly and with a little smirk on your face with heavy eye contact, it's sexy. You know, and he was like up on the other side of the table from me, and he came and sat down next to me, and he was like, he didn't ask to move. Of his own volition, he got up and sat down next to me, and he just looked at me and went, so can I kiss you now? And he did it in a way, he asked, but he did it in a way that was hot and sexy way of asking. And I was like, Yes.
Please do.
Anytime now is good. So,
but it's funny because I think I've heard so many guys turn around and say when it comes to the sex thing, I've heard loads of guys say, oh, but it kills the mood to say that in that time you're hot and steamy. But if you know about it, like loads of people do ask about contraception.
Right.
So that would be mentioned, oh shit, do you have anything or whatever. That comes up, right, when you're getting hot and steamy. So why is it any different just to say, like, are you comfortable with this? Do you want to have sex? Like, that is super sexy.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's only one, it's one freaking statement. It's a few it's a few words. Like, you're not killing everything. And I think that's what I want to breed.
It's one sentence.
You're not, and I think that's what I wanted. I personally, anyway, I want to revolutionise the world in that. I really want to change that because I really think that that's what we need to teach everyone to actually ask. And if that was normal, this would be such a different way of
approaching sex. We're having a love revolution over here. Another one. Another one. Like, the 1960s got so far, but, like, I'm up for pushing this further. And you know what? Like, you know, and again, like, I'd love it if it was the other way around as well. Like,
oh, no, absolutely.
Women are there, like, can I have sex? Please. Can we have sex with you?
Yeah.
Can you have sex with me now?
Like, can we have sex? Yeah, definitely.
Oh, well, yes, you'd please. Like that, wouldn't you guys? Come on, don't tell me that this new world for you doesn't sound awesome.
And I've been there before when I've asked that question, and I love it. I've been there as well when I've been in there and I've not been too sure and I've said no and the guy has stopped without any questions asked 100% and that is so beautiful. It may not be sexy in the moment because I'm like, I don't want it to continue, but it's beautiful and I trust them so much more in that moment. The moment anyone says no, even there's been times when women sometimes do it playfully by accident, I think. And if the guy stops then, wow. Like, seriously, that is such, that's so, so amazing. So I think that's, remember that. If a woman says no to anything, fucking stop.
Yeah.
Stop right there. You build trust.
Building trust is awesome. And also there's, like, being non-needy around an outcome is also really attractive. Like, if you're like, I need to have, you're giving off the vibe of, I need to have sex with you right now because I'm starving for this. It's all I've been thinking about. Because what you're saying basically is communicating actually quite low status, unattractive things about yourself. Like, women would assume that any guy who's like comfortable within himself and has good self-esteem and is attractive to women, that he's not there desperately needing to put his penis inside her like right this minute. Otherwise, it's all going to fall to pieces because he's a bit more secure at like than that. Because he's more secure. So, guys, there's a time to show your intentions, time to be courageous, and there's also a time to respond. And also, I think the big take-home thing of this podcast ended being, like, responding to the no in the right way can be very attractive and can be very masculine.
Super masculine.
And very sexy.
That's the masculine we want in the world, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to that. Right. Guys, if you want to... if you're interested in hearing more about what the women think, or not even seeing as women, seeing as us as two coaches that are sitting here that probably actually know a thing or two about how people can relate and communicate towards one another. Mm. And you know what? If you're listening and you're like, you know what? I really want to approach more women. I want to be more clear about what my intentions are. I want to be sexy, but I also want to do it in a respectful and ethical way because I'm a smart, switched on man of the 21st century. I would love to meet you.
I know, I've got a bit of that.
Okay. Well, I was going to suggest they go to my online club, but if you particularly like Rosie's voice, let me know. And if you go to haleyquinn.com/club, I have an online community and offline, actually, we do offline events. You can also AMA, ask me anything there. I answer all questions personally. There's exclusive content just for my subscribers, members events, the opportunity to ask my parallel club of women what they're thinking and feeling. Oh, it's a beautiful new era. HayleyQuinn.com/club. Check it out. And where can they find out more about your stuff, Rosie?
So you can check my website, www.rosieallen.com. Also, I would say definitely for this and what we've been talking about, what I do in London, if you go on to meetup.com and you can type in deep connections with your people, and me and a business partner, we help people connect more deeply, and that can be in a relationship sense as well as just friendship. So we help people do that too. So come along to that.
Awesome. And I think, you know what, again, connection, trust building, communicating with people, these are bloody, like, undervalued skills when it comes to the area of dating. Like, seriously, have this in your skill set. It's useful.
Who knew?
Also, I love this podcast. It's been loads of fun. I'll be back again next week or two, depending on my podcast schedule, with another awesome guest and to chat to you guys more. And I'll see you again soon for another episode of Attraction HQ. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.